Side lessons from the Lave Parshas Shavuos. Now we have the usual conundrum this Shabbos. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we read Parshas Naso. So I will refer to Naso because let's remember the Parsha. But in Chutz La'aretz, it will be the second day of Shavuos. We'll be off only for a few weeks, not that bad. It's like a month or so. And so we'll briefly refer to Naso, just so we're yoitzes on, because I feel bad for the Parsha. We're supposed to be at the Parsha. But I think I'm going to give you a message on Shavuos that is unbelievable. And I'm combining two messages a week and a half ago, on Lag BaOmer, the evening of Lag BaOmer. I had this chus of teaching in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Chachamim Spector. And I saw a picture of the Sichos Musar. One of the great things I used to love in YU was the Sichos Musar. Different Rosh Yeshiva would speak. And it was one of my great Rabbeim, Rav Neuberger Shlita, was speaking. And I said, ooh, exciting! And then I was in YU already. I said, I can't stick around for another hour and a half. I'm not one of these young folk, you know, who could hear at 10 o'clock. I said, okay, I'll listen to it. Hopefully it'll be on YU Torah. And it was the featured cheer. And I've listened to it a few times. He was speaking in memory of Donny Morris, our love of Shalom, who we mentioned 2 weeks ago as well, who was Nebuch, passed away 2 years ago, the 45 Kedoshim that died in Miron, and he was a member of his shul. So he spoke about an inyan, which I want to speak to you about, because I think it's very apropos for Zman Matan Tereseinu. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, I had the great schus of meeting a number of times. I used to be the guy, when I lived in Teaneck, I would call the person who was bringing in the great Rosh Yeshiva and say, listen, I know you don't care about me because I don't have any money, but can I drive the Rosh Yeshiva around? And they were like, yeah, free taxi service? Great. So I was zeicha to spend a lot of time with different Rosh Yeshiva because of this task that I would take upon myself. So I had this chus of a number of times driving Rav Scheinberg around and listening to his shirim. And one thing that he would repeat over and over again was the following. Rav Scheinberg at the time was 90-something years old, and he would scream, time, 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 time. He says, you know, there was a store in Cedar, it's called Chapanash. This is what he said. He said, Chapanash. Right, what does chapanash mean? Grab a nash, grab something to eat. He says, but that's what we should be doing. We should chap time to learn. Chap time to do avodas Hashem. And this is an integral, important idea in general. Right? Do we chap around? Do we have extra time on my hand? And do we say to ourselves, oh, right, you find yourself in davening this morning, it lasted a little bit later, and then all of a sudden they announce, oh, shir doesn't start till 9:45. And you're like, oh, I don't really need so much time. Oh, great, I can watch YouTube shorts for 15 minutes, great. Or do you say, you know what, why don't I just start Seder early? Why don't I just learn it, right? That's what's called chapa, right? I'm going to the doctor's office. I know I always have to wait, it's Eretz Yisrael. I always have to wait an hour, because right when my turn comes, somebody's going to come and say, eh, excuse me, stupid American, I first, because I'm Israeli, like, or something like that. Or you ask what time you are, and they're always the time before that. You know, you're like, what time are you? 5:30 in the morning. I 5 o'clock. You know, like, man, it's impossible. But okay, fine. Right? Okay. So bring something to learn there. You're going on a plane. You're not going to prepare yourself for the plane to learn a little bit? What safe are you taking? That's, of course, very much related to Shavuos. But sometimes we like to give ourselves a lack of credit. And what do we say? Well, me, Rav Hartzni, you could learn your... who am I? Didn't Hashem cares about my little Torah? I'm going to do a lot of Stein Mikravach and Torah. What am I going to do? I can't. Says Rav David Goldwasser in our power show, every single morning when we have this chus here in Eretz Yisrael, here in Birchas Kohanim, he asks, why does it say Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha? Shouldn't the brach of the Kohanim be in the plural? Yivarecha Hashem yishmarechem. Yer Hashem panav lechem. Yishar Hashem panav lechem, right? Lechem shalom. Do you ever think about that? Why is he blessing us in the individual? Says Rav David Goldwasser, because it is individual. The brachas of the Rabbanu Shalom is very individual, right? You want what your friend, you shouldn't want what your friend wants. You want what you want. right? You'd be very happy with X, and he'd be very happy with Y, and they're not the same thing. That's one of our biggest mistakes in life, by the way. We define happiness by what other people consider to be happiness. Society tells us that's happiness. You say, oh. And then you realize, I don't need that to be happy. I don't need the fancy car. I don't need the fancy house. This will be okay with me. Or you might live in Eretz Yisrael, you know, and somebody's like, wow, you have a Toyota Corolla? Mata! You know, who are you? Toyota Corolla in America. No, but he already has Toyota Corolla. He must not be doing well in business. And here in Israel, you know. There's something very individual about the Kinyan of Torah. And almost, you know, 40-something days ago, almost 49 days ago, we started this process of accepting the Torah anew. So Rabbi Neuberger spoke out the following pasuk. We all know the pasuk. It's a famous pasuk. Sfiras Oymer. So we started this journey with Svarta Machemi Macharasa Shabbos Biyama Voitzikam Asa Oymer Hatzanufu Sheba Shabbos Tzivyam Tiyana. We all know this because many of us say it. We never say a Hidden Nimucha the entire year, but when it comes to Svira, you like have a chiyuv to say the Hidden Nimucha. And you say this. So Rav Neuberger asked the following question. Actually, Rav Nissen Alpert asked the same question in his Limudei Nissan. His Yurtzeit was 2 weeks ago. But if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he gives an answer. Rav Neuberger gives an answer. Svartim Lachem. When should you count? Mimacharas HaShabbos. We're not Karaites. We learn what's Mimacharas HaShabbos. From the second day of Pesach. Oh, you know what? From when? From when you bring the Omer. The Pasuk seems to be redundant. It has two dates. It has two stopping points, sign points. Number one, you start counting Sfira on the second day of Pesach, which, by the way, is also the day of the Omer. What? I never even noticed this. Why the double Lashon? Just tell me when I start counting Sfira's Omer. So, Rabbi Neuberger said that there's Svei Dinim over here. A good brisker. There's two ideas. What's Mimarachas HaShabbos? That's the second day of Pesach. Let's take us back, right? Take us back a month and a half ago when we were sitting at the Seder table. Some of us in other countries. Some of us, I don't know where. Some of us here in Eretz Yisrael. And Chag Kasher v'Sameach. We're sitting at the table and we're being Dairish maybe more than ever we have in our lives. Kil Chasoy, eating the matzah Kil Chasoy, leaning Kil Chasoy, feeling like Mamish, on one hand Shibud Mitzrayim, on the other hand like B'nai Malachim, who left Mitzrayim. And that, we have to remind ourselves, started the process. It's that koyach of the Mimacharas HaShabbos. It's the koyach of Pesach that takes us through the time. On this pasuk, says the Ramban, yeah, this is Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed started from the second day of Pesach until Shavuos. It's called Sfiras HaOmer. It's a Chol HaMoed. It's a counting to the time. I mean, after all, let's think about what should have happened. Klal Yisrael should have left Mitzrayim, and Mimacharas HaShabbos, or at least the last days of Pesach, should have been Matan Torah Seina. That's what should have happened. Right? Answers from Levinsel, that we needed this preparatory time to get our neshamas ready for Mamar Har Sinai. And lest you think that this is a story of history, Judaism is not historical oriented. Our holidays are not holidays where we just remember, oh, that's what's happened. You know, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, thank you God. You know, that's not us. We don't just merely say the Haggadah. What does the Rambam tell us? Chayev liros sasav kilu hu yatsam in Mitzrayim. You have to see yourself that you have to Mitzrayim. The Sfaradim are amazing. They get up there and they dress, right? Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, if you have an amazing Seder, right? So the dad does some crazy stuff, right? Maybe if we turn this on, it'll help. Right? We do some crazy stuff to make the kids interested. Everything's about the kids interested, right? All of a sudden, the father's jumping with frogs and throwing frogs at people. And I was once at a Seder where, for lice, the father opened up a thing of Head and Shoulders and started spraying it on people. I thought it was quite offensive, but the lice, everybody has lice, you know. But the kids were all excited, this crazy father. The father's this normal guy normally, and he's going crazy on the Seder. It's active. It's not history. Shavuos is not history. It's saying, I want to accept the Torah anew. I tell the Shana Aleph guys all the time. Can you imagine? What was your last year? What was your Shavuos? 12th grade Shavuos. Some of you maybe stayed up. But it was fun. You know, you talk to the girls. And excuse me, I'm not going to mention any community, right? But I've seen the ads of communities. Oh, there's some shurim, but 12 o'clock, you know, they have to be very machmir. So either they go milchik to fleishik or fleishik to milchik. Right? What do I mean? They wait the 6 hours, right? But usually it's a, you know, they tell everybody, make sure to have a milchik meal tonight. Because first we're going to have, the first break, we're going to have a cheesecake break. You can have cheesecake from all over the world, different types of cheesecakes. And then the second break, we're going to have a sushi break. Let's remind us of our brethren from Japan, Mir Yeshiva, you know, let's remember, right? And then the fourth, and then a big barbecue, and the whole night is just eating. Maybe some shirim. But I said, this year, you're kind of tired. Shut up, bet even more so. That's Mimarachas HaShabbos, the starting point. I started with the koyach of Pesach. Of that day that Yitzias Mitzrayim experience. This Chol HaMoed. And each day was a launching pad to the next day. We know the famous idea that you can't count, if you miss a day, you can't count anymore with a bracha. You can count, but not with a bracha. Why? Because it's a launching pad every day. 23, 24, 25. It can't be 23, 25. That's not a count. Every day, Yisotcha B'Gavura, Malcha Shavisot, right? Every day is supposed to work on our midos. Rav Asher Weiss's famous idea. We read this week in the last parak, if you will, of Pirkei Avos, which really isn't the last parak, but not for now. The 48 kinyonim of Torah. Right? And he said, one's for review. Chazara. Every day we're supposed to look and say, ooh, what day does this fit in? Oh, today's Diktuk Chaverim? Today, that's what we're supposed to be doing. So that's number one. And then he quotes a Tanit B'Eliyahu that Hashem gave me this chus of actually finding inside. I want to read it to you inside. It's startling. Tanit B'Eliyahu, of course, from none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. And he tells the following story. Tanit B'Eliyahu Omer. Pam achas ha'isi mahalech mimakom lemakom. Umatza adam echad shelo hayu bo lo mikro lo mishna. This guy was not the greatest. Vahaya, he was a jokester, kinegdi. Lotseitz to kinegdi. He's making jokes. He wasn't appropriate to Eliyahu HaNavi. Amrlo, bini, matam meishiv le'avicha shebashmayim le'amadim. It's a really bad one, right? What are you going to answer the Rabbanu Shalom? Acham e'av yasim shana. You're late. You're a jokester. You don't learn Torah. You don't do anything. What are you going to answer the Rabbanu Shalom? He says, Amrlo, Rebbe, don't worry. Don't worry, Rebbe. Yesh li dvarim shani meishiv. I can hear a Shana Aleph guy, maybe even a Shana Bet guy, saying this. Don't worry, Rebbe. I know what I'm going to answer the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't tell me this isn't somebody in this room now. Ready? He goes, Bina v'dat lo natati. Min ha-shamayim. God didn't give me Bina v'dat. It's not my fault. I have a disorder. I have ADHD. I'm just reading, you know, the Rashi on the Tanakh. I have ADHD. I have PPD. I have CCP. Whatever you want to call it, right? There's that. I'm making up stuff. I'm making up diseases. Right? With lo natati li. That's what I'm going to answer the Rabbanu Shalom. It's easy. Amar lo, ma melachtecha, what do you do for a living? Sayid oni. I'm a fisherman. Amar lo, bini, ma lamdecha. Tavo pishton. He goes, how do you know how to make nets out of pishton? How do you know how to sew them? He goes, oh, it's a great, I can't even explain it to you. You're not going to understand. Because it's not just the nets, right? I don't know if you ever, there's a show on TV called The Biggest Catch, right? Everybody's different. They have all different shitas. Right? I can imagine him talking to Eliyahu. It's like, oh, you want to know about my melachtecha? Oh, I make special nets. And let me explain to you, though. I put in crab because the crab and the nut. And then it is special. That's how I get it. He's explaining this whole grace of gazach of how he gets it. And he says to them, Bini, mi lamdecha shetavol pishton. How do you know how to sew like this? How do you know all these great things, the esoteric ideas of fishing? Amar lo Rebbe, b'zeh natat li bina v'das min ha-shamayim. God gave me bina v'das for this. He's just caught him now. He caught him. He says, Amar lo, umalev in pishton varga. Just like the Rabbeinu Shalom taught you how to do that and gave you bina v'das, yesh lecha bina v'das l'divrei Torah. Ki karev elecha davar v'od v'ficha l'vacha l'asoysay. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, what's karev elecha? Some say it's tshuva. He says, no, Torah. How dare you say it's Bashamayim, it's not for me. No, Bina Vadas is not Shamayim. You have it. Come down. So then he started crying. You really got him, Eliyahu. So he started crying. He says, oh my God, you're right. I'm a hypocrite. Here I am, in my mind, the smartest fisherman at all. I have a sheet of how I sew the nets and how I have bit. That had been a das for, but not for Torah. So he starts crying. Miyad haya meirim kolu boicha. Amar lo b'ni al yiralecha. Don't worry. Kol shar boi oyle mishiva tshuvazu. Everybody on their own level answers the Rabbanu Shalom like this. We have the busha to answer the Rabbanu Shalom. We think that's such a crazy story. It never happened. But it's us. Where are those people? We give excuses to Rabbanu Shalom. I'm going to start Maseches Gittin. I'm going to do Daf Yomi. Me? You want me to be Messiah? Come on. We don't have to be fishermen and tell the Rabbanu Shalom. I have not. I can't. I'm not able to. I have a condition. Look, I have a card. Look, I have handicap plates. You know, I can't. Says Tana Melio, that's us. In some shape or form, don't worry, Mr. God. Right? That's an extreme story, but that's all us. So what's the answer here? He says the answer is you have to want it. The second idea is that the Omer, the Machoros HaShabbos, is what we are, what we've accomplished, what we do. That's our launching pad. That gets us started. And then we have something that's coming in the future. There's going to be a Korban Omer. There's going to be a future. Shavuos is going to come. We're going to have now the Yashan becomes Chadash and we're able to bring the Shtei Alechem to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the future. That's great. Kikar Ve'lecha. Look what you can be. That's the idea. After 120, we'll all be asked this question. We have to start the process, even if it's not perfect. Mimachas HaShabbos reminds us of the Kedusha, of where we started from. It reminds us of our parents, of our grandparents, of what they fought for to get us to this point. But we have to strive for more. The second part of the Pasuk reminds us of what the future is, what I can accomplish. And what if you can't accomplish? What if you can't? So you have to be something called a shoev. You have to be somebody who wants it. Who desires. Aspires. Who dreams. I could be wrong. But I think I'm right about the... I think in Hebrew, a vacuum cleaner is right. I think it's a shoeva, something like that. What does it mean? It's a sucker. It sucks things up. I think that's what we have to be, like a vacuum cleaner. Right? I want to chop shirim and go, but I want to suck it up. I may not understand everything, but I want to...
So what's the translation?
I think it's a... Look it up. I think it's a shoev, I think. Shoev, something like that, yeah. Maybe it comes from the same term. But that's what I think. That's aspiring. That's being something big. That's the idea, Rabbi Yisai. That's what we're talking about over here. It says Rabbi Neuberger... I never heard the story from him before. Rabbi Yoshev had somebody come to him and say, Rebbe, I'm very down on myself. I didn't accomplish all the things I thought I would accomplish. I'm not a lamdan. What's going to be on my tombstone? You know that when somebody wants to scare you, they want to get you to do tshuva. What's going to be on your tombstone? What are you going to put on it? He says, you know what's going to be on my tombstone? Nothing. I'm not a lamdan. I'm not a Rebbe. I don't teach people. All I was a shoev. All I was somebody who aspired. I wanted to be a dream. I wanted it. Listen to what Rabbi Yoshua said. If I was walking in a cemetery and I wanted to daven by a tzaddik, I would look for the tombstone that said the word shoev. I would look for the tombstone that said somebody who was trying, who aspired, who wanted more. It's not only the launching plan of the Kedusha that you had, it's what you want to be. We don't aspire anymore. Rabbi Neuberger was talking during the times of finals in YU. He says, all of a sudden, what happens during finals? The same guy that was the biggest joke in the world this whole semester and hardly came to class, all of a sudden, the guy's studying like crazy. He's studying, he's doing, all of a sudden, he became the smart guy. Right? And all of a sudden, he does well on the test. What happened? He all of a sudden changed, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him koichos that he didn't have. No, he applied himself. That's Torah. We don't apply ourselves, we don't believe in ourselves. That's the biggest problem. You know who taught us this? The greatest shoev of them all, Rabbi Akiva. All you need is to hear the story of Rabbi Akiva. 40 years old. Nobody here is 40 years old. I'm older. Nobody here is 40 years old. So you can't take the excuse. He didn't learn Torah. He said, when I saw Talmid Chacham, I wanted to bite them. That's how much I hated Torah. Rabbi Akiva dives, Al-Kiddush Hashem. What does he say? Finally, I could be Makayim because he was a shoyv. I wanted to be able to Makayim this. Prichadosh says, the number one person in the world who I would have expected to give up would be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva finally finds the Rabbeinu Shlom at 40 years, 40 years old, and builds Torah like nobody could bring. The famous story of him and his wife and not seeing the wife. And what happens? What reward does Rabbeinu Shlom give him? 24,000 students die. This time of the year. Perek Echad. He's going from funeral to funeral. Hesped to Hesped. This guy's going to give up. This guy's going to remember the first 40 years of his life and say, I knew it. I couldn't apply myself. I knew it. I'm a loser. I couldn't even teach what everybody says that Klal Gadol B'Torah says Rabbi Akiva. He says, no. I'm a shoyev. I aspire. I dream. I'm going to teach 5 students. Maybe with those 5 students, something will happen. But all the Torah we have today is from those 5 students. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Soydus of the Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva. It's amazing. It's amazing. Look what you can accomplish. Why don't we believe in ourselves? Why don't we understand the Kedusha? Why don't we take the good points in our life? Why are we jealous of other people? Worry about ourselves. Yes, time. I have the time. Why am I spending it doing stupid things? Things I shouldn't be doing. Why can't I grow with my Torah? And that's why, Yar Hashem Panav Elecha B'Yichonecha. It's your own bracha, because what you want and somebody else wants is different. The guy's sitting there in the front of the base medrash, let's say. So he's saying, I just want to be able to finish Shas. I just want to claim the Pshat and Tosfos. And the guy in the back will be like, I just want to know what Tosfos is. So it's a different bracha for everyone. V'yichonecha, right? The education is different for each person. That's why we need the singular. That's why we need it. So there's 2 timestamps, if you will. One reminds us of where we came from. It reminds us of the Kedusha. It reminds us that we have a good launching pad. Baruch Hashem, we were born, I always like to say this, we're nothing in the world. We're 1%. And of the 1% of Jews, what percentage are religious? Also not very much. And of that, if they have this chus of learning Torah, not very much. Start with that launching pad at least. Don't sell yourself short. It's the biggest problem that we do. We sell ourselves short. We should be zeichet to take this lesson, Shavuos Haba Aleinu L'Tovah, in just a few days. And even if we're not on that path yet, and even if we haven't concentrated the way we should have during Sefiras HaYomer, we have a few more days. Mamish Shloisha Shmei Hagbola is upon us. It's Rosh Chodesh. Commit yourself to Torah. What am I doing? I'm sorry, but the year is ending in a few days. So what am I doing after that? What's my commitment? Rav Golvichol always used to have a beautiful idea. He used to say that whenever you end something in life, it's your last day at college. It's your last day of yeshiva. Do something special. Before you leave, go into the base medrash and open up a Gemara, let's say. Gemara Megillah, Gemara Tanis. Read the first page and say, God, I have a pact with you. I may not be in this room for the rest of my life the way I am now, but I'm going to finish this Masechta. It doesn't have to be a Masechta. Wow. What am I going to do Rambam Yomi for? Who's going to care? Who's going to change my life? It'll change your life. That's the kingdom of Torah that we have to make. These two ideas, we should be zeicha to be mekayim, give nachas ruach to Rabbanu Shalom, to our families, via skol tzedek meiru yameinu. Amen.